Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New coronavirus cases are on the rise in some American cities. That's one reason the Biden administration is appealing a court ruling this week, ending the mask mandate on planes and public transportation. And the stakes are high here. It could alter the power of the CDC to manage this pandemic and the next one. Larry Gostin is a global health law professor at Georgetown University, and he's with us now. Larry, welcome.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be with you.
So we're going to kind of try to keep this as simple and clear as possible. You have argued that the CDC is now handcuffed because of the judge's ruling against the mask rule. Handcuffed how?
Well, you know, if you think about, you know, what CDC's core function is, it's, you know, to protect Americans, and particularly to protect them when they're crossing state lines or international borders. You know, if you get on a flight from, say, you know, Boston to L.A., there's not one state that can protect you against a dangerous infectious disease. We need the CDC to have the power to prevent interstate and international transmission of disease. That's at their core function. I can't think of anything more basic than that. And the court, as everyone knows, said it was beyond CDC's powers. And if that's beyond CDC's powers, I don't know what CDC could do.
Yeah. So now the Biden administration is appealing the ruling to bring back the mask mandate. If it wins, what would that mean for the CDC and what it would be able to do in this pandemic and the next one?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is really the most important question because, you know, the truth is that, you know, CDC might have lifted the mask requirement on May 3rd anyway. We don't know that for sure, but that was a possibility. And so the real question here is, you know, is CDC going to be neutered or will it have the power to do what it needs? Because the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, where they're going to be hearing the case, is a conservative one. Everybody knows that the Supreme Court has a strong 6-3 majority on the court. And, you know, conservatives should be careful what they wish for, because when the next health crisis hits, you know, we're going to turn to the CDC to protect us. And we don't want them to do that with their hands tied behind their backs.
And let me ask you about legal risk here. What if the Biden administration loses this case? Or if it wins and then it gets appealed up to the Supreme Court, which, as you noted, has a 6-3 conservative bent, could this mean permanent handcuffs for the CDC?
Yeah. I mean, the CDC, you know, could potentially just blow off a single federal judge in Florida because it's just one judge. But when you get a negative precedent by the Court of Appeals, and of course, even more so by the Supreme Court, you're in trouble. You know, I think if it went to the Supreme Court, they might just uphold the mask mandate because it seems to me to be so basic. But I think that they could really narrowly interpret the Public Health Service Act under which CDC acts so that CDC would always be gun-shy and reluctant to exercise their powers. And we want a CDC that's decisive and nimble.
And however this appeal goes, what does this mean for the reputation of the CDC? It's already confused a lot of us here. Is its reputation already a little bit damaged?
You know, you've asked a really important question because we've been talking about, you know, its legal powers, and I think it has to have all the legal powers that it needs to fight epidemics. But there's also a real trust deficit. As you say, you know, it's been masks on, masks off, mask on, vaccine mandates or not vaccine mandates, isolation, quarantine, lockdowns, school closures. The public is, you know, just really dizzy and fatigued by the whole thing. And now that, you know, a federal judge has said what CDC was doing is unlawful and we're now back in limbo, it just is a constant drip, drip, drip of distrust against the agency. And that's not good for the United States of America. We need a public that really looks up to and trusts and abides by the advice of our premier scientific agencies. And CDC should be the shining star.
Larry Gostin is global health law professor at Georgetown University. Larry, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate it.